The divisive 2018 midterm campaign is quickly drawing to a close. Over the weekend, candidates and volunteers knocked on doors, shook hands, and in some cases went grocery shopping as they tried to make their final get-out-the-vote push. NHPR's Lauren Chooljian and Josh Rogers were also on the trail. Lauren starts us off with a look at how Republicans are making their final pitch to voters.
Well, sir, how are you?
I'm doing fine, but if you win, we're going to be even better.
Oh, that's right. That's great.
It seemed like Eddie Edwards was off to a strong start on Saturday. His first campaign stop at the Shaver Shaun Diner in Manchester was full of exactly the kind of voters he needs to win the first congressional district. Not just Republicans, but Trump fans. Voters like Armand Pinard and Régine Rayon, who frequent this French-Canadian restaurant to talk politics.
We got to build a wall as soon as possible, you know what I mean? Because without a wall, there's no country, you know what I mean?
Those people coming from South America, it's going to be very interesting.
This is the best country in the world. We got to protect it, you know what I mean?
Recent polling shows Edwards' race could be close. And since Donald Trump won the first district in 2016, Edwards will need all the Trump fans he can get. So while Edwards hustles to shake every hand in this diner, when he meets voters like Pinard and Rayon, he speaks their language.
We have to make sure that we keep the gavel from Nancy Pelosi, and we can't let Maxine Waters be in charge of anything. You know, she's threatening U.S. citizens now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Firing up the base is every New Hampshire Republican's job right now. Tearing down Democrats is the classic way to do it. At a get-out-the-vote rally later Saturday morning, New Hampshire GOP Chair Wayne McDonald targeted the Democratic nominee for governor.
Molly Kelly, all she can do is talk about appealing to emotion, appealing to pity. Every single time she was asked to give a specific example or a fact, she couldn't do it because she doesn't have any ideas. Our governor does, our party does, and that's why we're going to win on Tuesday.
That governor, Chris Sununu, has also been spreading the same message. And while he did his share of campaigning this weekend, he also made time for some grocery shopping.
So we have a battle in our house, yellow versus white mac and cheese. We do Kraft and we do Annie's.
What's winning right now? What's polling better?
Annie's is actually polling better, believe it or not. Yeah, organic Annie's, but we are completely out of orange.
I had asked to follow the governor while he campaigned this weekend, and his staff invited me to the Strata Market Basket, where the governor casually filled a basket with apparent Sununu family staples. The governor chatted with people who approached him, but seemed more interested in his grocery list than asking passing shoppers for their support on Tuesday.
Should I infer by the, you know, we're taking a leisurely walk, you got time to grocery shop, that you're feeling good about Tuesday? Are you still nervous?
No, absolutely. Look, when at the end of the day, if I thought that the people of the state were just going to listen to the negativity and the political rhetoric that were out there, that's kind of dominating the national landscape, it would be a different story.
Sununu insists he's not taking anything for granted, but he seemed confident enough that he's got at least his race in the grocery bag. For NHPR News, I'm Lauren Chooljian.
And I'm Josh Rogers. If you ignore the names on the campaign signs and just listen to the climax of the Democratic rally at the Teamsters Hall in Manchester yesterday, it could have been almost any New Hampshire election in the past 20 years. U.S. Senator Jean Shaheen was center stage with a tight grip on the microphone, a tight grip on the crowd, and a tight focus on the basics.
How many doors have we knocked on? Raymond, how many doors? 100,000 doors just yesterday. How many total? All right, 250,000 doors. Just think if we get that 250,000 people out to vote Democratic.
Democrats worked hard all weekend to engage core blocks of voters. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders jumped the border to mobilize students at UNH. And Democrats also targeted female voters. The party's women's caucus kicked off the weekend at a Concord bar with what was billed as a hype-up. It drew dozens of women, casual voters, candidates, and activists.
I am no longer accepting the things I cannot change. I am changing the things I cannot accept.
Stephanie Pyar co-founded the Women's Caucus last year. Until then, she'd never been overtly political.
I started after Trump won the election.
You know, the president says, I'm not on the ballot, but I am on the ballot.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you share that view.
Yeah, absolutely. So many people have been apathetic for so long, thinking that, you know, the government's running fine, they're running fine. But my opinion is they've been infiltrated by a bunch of nut jobs, and they're the minority.
Tough anti-Trump talk is hard to avoid when you talk to motivated Democratic voters, but on this final weekend, the president, at least by name, got less play from the Democrats on the ballot. Molly Kelly, the lone Democrat in a major race hoping to oust an incumbent, was the only candidate to mention Trump from the stage in Manchester.
Chris Sununu says he is honored to have the endorsement of Donald Trump.
First Congressional District nominee Chris Pappas, meanwhile, who in Eddie Edwards is facing a candidate selling himself as a Trump ally, seemed bent on changing the focus as he made his closing pitch to voters. During a visit to a dairy coffee shop yesterday, when Trump came up, Pappas steered the conversation elsewhere.
Well, I really think this election shouldn't be about him. It should be about us. And it should be about who we are as a state, the values that underpin the communities of New Hampshire, our ability to come together and make progress right here.
But whether candidates want to talk about the president or not, progress for Democrats up and down the ticket will hinge on how well the party and its affiliated groups mobilize voters.
Each packet has a script and also use social pressure, which is embedded in the script.
And as a steady stream of Democratic volunteers grab packets and clipboards to knock on doors in Manchester Sunday, the president, whether candidates were talking about him or not, was clearly a factor.
We're 10 of us, so we came together.
Alexia Duke lives in Massachusetts. She says volunteering for Democrats had never crossed her mind, and then came 2016.
Oh, entirely, 100%, you know, 150% motivated by that. I mean, it's just, we just feel that the current, you know, atmosphere is just absolutely toxic.
Voters will decide tomorrow which party that atmosphere helps and which it hurts. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.